I forgot to say that the character who's talking at the end of Ulysses is a woman. You probably guess that if you listen to this. But I listened back to a little of myself reading it, and I said, oh, this is, why am I reading this? Yeah. Perhaps I'd even prefer listen to a woman reading this, but let's stick with it. Read you a little bit more of James Joyce from towards the end of Ulysses. Now, where was I? This part is of Ulysses, and this was a bit of a shock for people when he did it. There was no punctuation. No punctuation at all. So here we go. I'm looking now for where I can just dig in. Warden Daly. Worse and worse, says Warden Daly. That charming place on the landing. Always somebody inside, praying, then leaving all their stinks after them. Always knew who was in there last, every time. We're just getting on right. Something happens, or he puts his big foot in it. Toms and Hillies and Mr. Cuffs and Drimmies. Either he's going to be run into prison over his old lottery tickets that was to be all our salvations, or he goes and gives impudence. Well, have him coming home with the sack soon out of the Freeman to, like the rest, on account of those Sinner Fein or the Freemasons. Then, well, see if the little man he showed me dribbling along in the wet all by himself around by Cody's Lane will give him much consolation that he says is so capable and sincerely Irish. He is indeed, judging by the sincerity of the trousers I saw on him. Wait, there's George's church bells. Wait 3/4 the hour. Wait 2 o'clock. Well, that's a nice hour of the night for him to be coming home at. To anybody climbing down into the area, if anybody saw him, I'll knock him off that little habit tomorrow. First, I look at his shirt to see, or I'll see if he has that French letter still in his pocketbook. I suppose he thinks I don't know. Deceitful men, all their 20 pockets aren't enough for their lies. Then why should we tell them? Even if it's truth, they don't believe you. Then tucked up in bed like those babies in the Aristocrat's masterpiece, he brought me another time, as if we hadn't enough of that in real life without some old aristocrat, or whatever his name is, disgusting you more with those rotten pictures. Children with two heads and no legs. That's the kind of villainy they're always dreaming about, with not another thing in their empty heads. They ought to get slow poison, the half of them. Then tea and toast for him, buttered on both sides, and new laid eggs. I suppose I'm nothing any more when I wouldn't let him lick me in Holly Street one night. Man, tyrant as ever. For the one thing, he slept on the floor half the night, naked the way the Jews used. when somebody dies, belong to them, and wouldn't eat any breakfast or speak a word, wanting to be petted. So I thought I stood out enough for one time. And let him, he does it all wrong too, thinking only of his own pleasure, and his tongue is too flat. Or, I don't know what he forgets, that whether I don't, I'll make him do it again if he doesn't mind himself and lock him down to sleep in the coal cellar with the black beetles. I wonder if it was her, Josie, off her head with my cast-offs. He's such a born liar, too. No, he'd never have the courage with a married woman. That's why he wants me. And Boylan, though, as for her, Dennis, as they call him, that forlorn-looking spectacle, you couldn't call him a husband. Yes, it's some little bit she's got in with. Even when I was with him, with Millie, at the college races, that hornblower with the child's bonnet on the top of his knob let us into by the back way. He was throwing his sheep's eyes at those two doing skirt duty up and down. I tried to wink at him first, but no use, of course. And that's the way his money goes. This is the fruits of Mr. Paddy Dynam. Yes, they were all in great style at the funeral. In the paper, Boylan brought in as if they saw a real officer's funeral. That'll be something reversed. Arms, muffled drums, the poor horse walking back, walking behind in black L bloom, and Tommy Kiernan, that drunken little barrelly man that bit his tongue off, falling down the men's WC, drunk in some place or other, and Martin Cunningham, and the two Dedaluses, and Fanny McCoy's husband, white head of cabbage, guinea thing, with a turn in her eye, trying to sing my songs. The end. For now. That's James Joyce. Writing as I imagine he spoke.